Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Black Hawk number 228, cover date January 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artists Dick Dillon and Charles Quidera, edited by George Cashton, featuring The Junk Heap Heroes, written by Bob Haney, art by Dick Dillon and Charles Quidera. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And how the day is so much fun. What?
The Blackhawks are blackmailed into protecting notorious criminal Jolly Roger. While protecting the crook from assassins, the Blackhawks are injured one by one. Blackhawk finally discovers that Queen Killer Shark is responsible for the attacks. While battling Blackhawk, Queen Killer Shark strikes her head, the blow cures her of her criminal behavior, and she resumes her role as Lady Blackhawk. Meanwhile, Jolly Roger then reveals that he is an imposter. He is really Mr. Delta, an agent of George, a secret government organization. The Justice League concurs with Mr. Delta that the Blackhawks are washed up. Confused? Don't worry. I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
You brought it back to me all broken and busted. So I sold my heart to the junk man, and I'll never fall in love again.
When Irish eyes aren't smiling, all the world will frown along.
Listener, if you were paying attention last week, you know, even though I warned you not to listen to anything I said after I made a big boner.
We were very much looking forward to spending this long weekend, holiday weekend, in Ireland.
Yes. The yes. Emerald Isle, as it were.
We were to take off on Thursday night, arrive on Friday morning, and spend all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Ireland, and fly out back home on Monday.
With Dr. Husband's new guitar.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you know, every flight was canceled on the entire East Coast on Thursday night.
That's true. And a massive storm system, which covered like four states, came through. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
I think one of the trees out back got struck by lightning.
What?
I think what I saw when I went out there to cut the grass today out back,
yeah.
I think I saw scorch marks, like massive scorch marks out there.
Well,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're headed to the airport in an hour. We're going to fly over, spend half a day in Ireland, and come back Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody.
Of all times to not wake up with mutant powers at age 13.
I know.
I've been waiting my entire life.
Well, it's not the first time we've been to Ireland. So
no,
it's not like
it's not a complete loss.
Right, and it was going to be a short trip.
Yes.
So, yeah.
A short but exciting trip. We're going to scene of Ballykiss Angel, our very favorite BBC program.
I know. Hopefully we'll still get to see it.
We will.
Yeah.
I know it.
Okay.
At least we're not junk heap heroes.
Ugh.
Like the Blackhawks.
I can't believe the cover of this.
It's a very somber cover.
Yes.
Superman, Green Lantern, Flash, and Batman all gathered around little tiny dolls of the Blackhawks.
Well, isn't this interesting?
What?
Which Green Lantern would you say is on the cover?
It's Hal Jordan.
Right. But Hal Jordan doesn't have blonde hair. But you'll see inside the cover, when Green Lantern shows up.
Yes.
Green Lantern has blonde hair.
Oh.
So it must be coloring hair.
Or else it's Guy Gardner.
I was thinking.
Guys. Of course, he's a redhead.
Mm.
You know, those ginger men, they're mean.
Yeah.
Beginning here, Black Hawk number 228, the new Black Hawk era. No doubt of it, Superman says. The Blackhawks are washed up.
Batman says, check, Superman. Today's villains would clobber them. They're just junk heap heroes.
On the splash page, the usual floating heads, Olaf Hendrickson, Chop Chop Blackhawk, Andre, Chuck, and Stanislaus. Only half of their faces are covered up with this giant banner that says, Fitness Report, Top Secret, Subject, The Blackhawks. Conclusion, washed up.
Wow.
It's a preliminary report. Mm-hmm. They should have a proper classification cover on that. It shouldn't just be out in the open like that for anyone to read.
If you
don't have the proper clearance.
Right.
In a certain office in Washington, D.C., a grim, momentous meeting is taking place. It's obviously the Oval Office. This is with Lyndon B. Johnson, president.
I guess that isn't blonde hair on Hal Jordan.
No, it's just white. It's not colored at all.
Okay.
And the president of the United States has a little figurine collection of the Blackhawks on his desk. That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Batman addresses the president. It's a fact, sir. The Blackhawks are washed up has-beens, out of date antiques, a danger to national security. To put it bluntly, they just don't swing.
The president says, this is Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'm assuming. Yeah. It kind of looks like him from
the I agree, Batman. Against the evil forces our country. Against the evil forces our country, the whole world faces today. Our fighting teams have got to be rough, ruthless, and totally modern. But I'm taking steps to correct that right now.
First of all, F off, Batman. You've been hypnotized twice in 2 months.
Yeah, well, not to mention he runs around with a teenager.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So the president pushes a secret button on his desk, and as that button is pushed, instantly, in a secret government test layer 100 feet underground, attention, Blackhawks, meet the champ. He doesn't feel fear, can't sweat, has never tasted defeat. You've got exactly 10 minutes to show Uncle Sam you're not washed up has-beens. Go, go! Or as we would say, go, go. So the Blackhawks are in this room.
Yep.
They've all got weird headbands on their heads.
Which monitors the things that you see on that chart.
Monitoring pulse, sweat count, brain waves, reaction time, improviser index, and teamwork factor score.
Well, the score is the final.
Yeah. Right. I did bad on spreadsheets. The Magnificent Seven, that's the Blackhawks, have to prove themselves. What gives here?
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it. I don't understand it. This robot, who's wearing a fedora and a trench coat, addresses them. An enemy operative would spot you the instant you opened your big mouth, you old Dutch goat. That's because Hendrickson just said Donnerwetter.
Right.
What's that mean? Bad weather?
Donna.
Thunder weather.
Thunder weather. Yeah.
Stung by the champ, remarks the champ is the robot. The Blackhawks sharpshooter, that's Hendrickson, drops to one knee and
misses.
How would he miss at that range, Rob?
Because he's blind in his target eye.
This is new information, listener, that we're just learning for the very first time in the Blackhawks' 20 years publishing history.
Well, it's a recent development for him.
Your pal, Hendy, the robot reports, is blind and his right eye is shooting eye. He's learned to aim with his left eye, but then, from old habit, he squints that left eye shut and fires with only his sightless right eye open. In that split second just before he fires, it's simple for a target to move off the bullseye, as I did.
Yeah, Blackhawk says, is that right, Hendy?
Yeah, that's right, Blackhawk. I've been hiding it from you for years, but how does Junk Joker know about it?
Was that? That was a pretty good Dutch accent. Was I it? Think, yes.
Okay.
Well, I've performed in Dutch language, as you know.
You have not.
Sure. In Holland steht ein Haus. In Holland steht ein Haus. In Holland steht ein Haus. Ja, ja, von ja, shingala, shingala, hopsa, sa. In Holland steht ein Haus. In Holland steht ein Haus. I performed it at the very National Gallery of Art, I'll have you know, wearing Dutch costume.
Oh, my God. Did you have like a little page boy Dutch wig?
No, I had like, you know, one of those Dutch master paintings, a big great coat and a little tri-corner hat.
Oh, my
God. I got it in the closet. You want me to go throw it on?
No.
Parade around the house?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Right. So the champ. Oh, here's this gentleman that's running the test. He's got a piece of fly paper covering his face.
I was thinking it was gauze, not fly paper, but okay.
Well, what's sticking? What's making it sticky?
Adhesive.
Right, exactly.
Okay, fly
paper. Saran wrap or something. We learned that the champ robot has been programmed with all your weaknesses, Blackhawks, and all your strengths. As I told you, you've no chance against him with your antique methods. Your strictly old hat washed up heroes, a modern day international crime ring would make mincemeat out of you.
Well,
I'll be the judge of that, says Blackhawk. A Stanislaus, the strong man of the organization, tackles the robot to the ground.
Like it's a wrestling, or no? He lifts him up. He lifts the robot up in the air, and the robot places his index finger, well, what would assume is the kind of an index finger, on the temple of Stanislaus.
Yes, Stan thinks that he's being tickled, which is an interesting response. I wonder what happens evenings on Black Hawk Island. No, he is simply applying pressure to his nervous system, and Stan is out like a light.
KO'd.
Naturally. He also has a weakness, the inability to feel pain, also new information.
Mm-hmm.
If he could feel it, he'd have dropped me quickly and avoided being KO'd by that nerve block hitting his brain. By Yemeni. Rob, I don't like the way this is going.
I don't either.
What's going to happen next?
Let's see.
Are the Blackhawks really finished? Outdated heroes? How'd this happen? To find out, let's have a flashback.
All right, now we go into our flashback sequence.
We see Andre on a city street, presumably some kind of training center. He sees a figure in a window and he fires, but just then someone pops up from the sewer, which is his real target.
Right.
This sewer rat tosses a live grenade right at Andre and it explodes.
Yes.
He's not harmed, of course.
No.
And looks like the Blackhawks were scoring themselves.
Yeah, is that an erasable board that they're using?
It looks like a whiteboard of some kind,
yes. It does, doesn't it?
And they all got zeros.
Yeah, all zeros.
This gentleman that popped up out of the sewer was...
Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger, who's apparently an old enemy of theirs. I never heard of him.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All of them missed Jolly Roger on this training course.
Yeah.
Maybe we made it too tough,
no. Frenchie, what is Frenchie's
name? Andre.
Andre says, no, Andy. It has been, it has to be tough. So when the chips are down in a real fight against the arch criminal, we will be ready.
Yar, next to Killer Shark, the biggest crook in the whole world. But we get him.
Thanks, Olaf.
So Blackhawk breaks up this party.
Mm-hmm.
And informs them that the job they're about to embark on is not to get Jolly Roger, but rather to be his bodyguards.
How do you like the reactions? What? Ma foi?
You're kidding.
You bought crazy, Blackhawk.
It's a joke, yar. That was Stan. He's Polish. I don't know how Polish people
Me
talk.
Me neither.
And Chop Chop speaks good English, except he doesn't use conjunctions. Jokes sometimes have grim second face, like now, perhaps. Now, Blackhawk says he hasn't flipped his lid. It's no joke.
and they contact Jolly Roger. Well, no, they don't contact.
No, they go to the communications room to see a cycling message just for them, a constant broadcast.
Yes. Attention, Blackhawks. This is your old friend Jolly Roger speaking. My precious life is in danger. Unknown rivals of mine have threatened to assassinate me. But you can't let this happen, Blackhawks, because at the moment of my death, all over the world, ingeniously concealed booby traps will be set off by electronic remote control in crowded areas, wreaking fantastic havoc.
Who is the artist of this?
Dick Dillon.
Oh, because look at the license plate on, rather the fender, what it says on the fender, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah.
This is a grim scene. We see that it's a school that's being blown up.
Yeah.
We know it's a school because there's a sign flying through the air that says, school, slow down. Did we have hand-painted wooden signs in the 60s?
Maybe in rural areas.
Okay, all right. Also, the car has been totaled. The car is careening off a cliff and has been exploded into a million pieces. So you see, Jolly Roger continues, the importance of remaining alive. That's why I've chosen you as my bodyguards. For who could protect me better than the mighty Blackhawks? Well, let's see. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, probably, if he didn't get hypnotized.
Well, none of the superheroes would actually protect a criminal. They would actually try to solve the crimes that might happen.
Well, there's the rub. The superheroes can't be bothered, and yet they're calling the Blackhawks junk heap heroes.
I'll read on.
As the screen goes blank, Andre, well, all the Blackhawks say they will die before they protect that. Blackhawk says, quiet. You Blackhawks take orders, and these are yours. You start protecting Jolly Roger pronto. We've no choice. Man your jets and scramble.
I forgot that they all have their own jet.
Yeah. Which I don't think we've seen recently. They usually fly around together in that chopper. Yeah. All right. They fly to Jolly Roger's lair, which is inside a giant mountain in the middle of the ocean. And soon the famed teammates are led into the incredible rock-bound fortress. The henchmen say, hey, it's the new bodyguards, the big bad Blackhawks. Hello, sweethearts.
Ha, 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 ha.
What kind of place is this?
Yeah, right? Oh, I don't imagine I haven't seen one woman here at all.
No.
No.
Deeper into the hidden lair, the Blackhawks are led until they come face to face with Jolly Roger. Welcome to your new jobs. Delighted to see you. I feel better protected already. Ha, ha, ho, ha.
I love it. Ha, ha, ho, ha. Oh, God. Let's go to part two of the Junk Heap Heroes.
Oh, let's.
The Magnificent Seven have just become the Seven Finks as they take up guard in Jolly Roger. Arch criminal.
Brr, says Chuck, I'd rather protect Hitler, Attila the Hun, and Jack the Ripper than this Joker.
Take it easy, Chuck. Remember, if anything happens to him, innocent people will die, perhaps by the thousands.
All right.
We don't really know the details of how many people will die, so, yeah.
All right, Jolly. We've agreed to your blackmailing scheme, but I warn you, my men are raring to chew you to pieces, not save your hide.
Very well, Blackhawk.
Just then... Attention, attention, assassin loose in fortress, stop him. calling all cars. It's an assassin in a frogman suit. He comes in guns a-blazing.
He sure does.
Butta-butta-butta-butta-butta-butta-butta-butta, spraying the room with furious bursts. But luckily, Blackhawk is there to toss the waste paper basket over his head. Stan grabs the gun.
Which apparently is still firing. Look, he's got his hands around it, and there's flames and smoke and bullets flying out of it.
They get the guy on the ground. They say, all right, chum, on your feet. What's your name? Who are you working for? And Jolly Roger says, I can answer that, Blackhawk. He's one of my men, shooting blanks, of course. You see, I arranged this little party to test your bodyguard abilities, and I wasn't disappointed.
What?
Okay, Jolly, you've had your little game. We'll do our job. Only no more tricks.
This reminds me of the time that you were interviewing for a job and someone in the interview was a super asshole.
Yeah.
And then you later found out that the asshole's superior had put him up to it.
Yeah.
To see how you reacted.
Yeah. The woman that I would be directly reporting to at this interview that I was on purposefully would have this guy be an asshole to see how they would react. And I thought, oh, I don't want to work here. I don't like these. I'm really glad they let me know about these games right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The position has been filled. Shortly, Blackhawk and Andre take up the first shift of protecting their arch foe. How strange to be protecting someone we swore to bring to justice. What's wrong, Blackhawk? Still thinking of Lady Blackhawk?
Lady Blackhawk.
Yes, as we recall, listener, Lady Blackhawk has been brainwashed and forgotten her true identity, and she is now operating as Queen Killer Shark.
Have we encountered her before?
Yes, we did have an issue where she fought them as Queen Killer Shark.
Okay.
It was quite a while ago.
Oh, like years.
Probably, yes.
How long have we been doing this?
Oh, 6 years?
Good Jesus.
We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning.
Okay.
So just calm down.
Okay.
All you have to do is live long enough to get to the end of 535 issues.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Blackhawk can't forget how Killer Shark turned Zinda, that's Lady Blackhawk, into his evil criminal partner, Queen Killer Shark. If only we could return her to her normal self, but it seems hopeless. And yeah. Now we're tied up on this mission from which we may never return.
True. He goes, what is his name?
Just call him
Andre. He says, I know how the brave man's heart can be weakened by love, but do not despair, mon ami.
Of course, all Frenchmen know about love.
Oh, yes.
Later, the Blackhawks are led to Jolly Roger's flying saucer craft. It turns out they're all going on a little business trip. Gulp, I bet he means a criminal caper, Blackhawk. Mm-hmm. We'll be guarding him while he commits a crime.
Oh, no.
Yep. Soon... Over the ocean, the flying saucer encounters a luxury cruise liner, which happens to be carrying a priceless statue on loan to the American government. Stealing it will cause no end of international trouble. Ha, ha, ha.
I wonder how practical it is to fly a flying saucer.
Not as practical as carrying a plastic, a priceless statue on a pleasure cruise liner. That seems inefficient. As the henchmen of Jolly Roger spill out and cover the stupefied passengers and crews, all of whom are wearing bathing costumes.
Well, they're outside on the deck.
Sure. Look, the Blackhawk's working with that pirate.
I can't believe it.
Well, this is the hardest... this is der hardest part of der job, says... who's that? Hendrickson.
Hendrickson.
People thinking we're crooks.
Yeah.
Mwah, mwah.
Oh, so Jolly Roger says they come up to after forcing the keys from the ship's skipper, he says...
Yes.
Jolly Roger says, there it is, in its special unsinkable crate that can send a radio message of its location in case the liner is lost at sea. Now to unlock the fastenings.
So it's locked to the deck. So if this boat sinks, it's going to sink with it.
It's unsinkable. The entire ship would stay afloat because this crate is unsinkable.
Crate? Okay. Yes. All right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Abruptly, a harpoon flies out of nowhere.
Harpoon, down!
They push Jolly Roger out of the way.
Hello! The crate is going over the side!
Here's one of these frogman assassins. They have loosened the crate and pushed it off into the ocean. Indeed, it does float. And Olaf says he bon get him and dives into the sea.
He bon get him.
But as Olaf arcs, you'll recall that Olaf is a former circus acrobat.
Yes.
even though he's 8 feet tall and kind of chunky, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Olaf arcs in a perfect dive toward the bobbing crate and his, his arms bond being lassoed by the frogman. A tug on the tough nylon cord of the acrobatic Black Hawk is pulled off diving balance and is KO'd. Floating helpless in the ocean. What's so funny?
It's just so stupid.
How good of a lariat wielder can someone be to lasso someone who's diving in at the speed of falling from a ship into the water?
Well, he's not falling. He's diving.
Well, he's diving, but I mean, at the speed of falling, like, you know, the speed of gravity.
Oh, no, he's an acrobat, so he's controlling the rate of his descent. Sure, that's how acrobats do it. You don't see Greg Louganis just plummeting like a rock into the pool, do you? He's very controlled and graceful. He's also a tall fella, so.
Okay.
And while the startled onlookers gape in awe, a copter comes down, gets this crate, and up they go into the air, as well as the henchman who filched it.
Instants later, as the strange whirly bird whips away with its precious cargo.
Olaf is going to be picked up by the liner's crew in the ocean, but what happened to Stanislaus? He's motionless on the deck.
He caught a harpoon.
He caught the harpoon, which was intended for Jolly Roger. He'll live, but he's out of action.
And Olaf is brought unconscious over the side.
Yep. Two down, Olaf and Stan both KO'd for doing their bodyguard jobs. I don't like it.
At least he's alive.
I mean, right.
His hands were bound by a lasso.
Yeah, he could have drowned.
He could have.
You have to like it, Blackhawk, says Jolly Roger, and you have to come with me while I follow whoever snatched that statue at once. Back in the saucer they go. They are on track. The quote-unquote radio signals from the crate are keeping us right on the beam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keeping the Blackhawks right on the crime path, too.
So now they're chasing the copter.
Yeah.
Through steep coastal canyons, because, of course, the copter has a radio signal.
Right.
From the crate with the art in it.
Right. But suddenly, from Chuck, the Blackhawks electronics expert, comes the news that it's a phony radio beam they've been following. The copter must be a decoy for the first one.
Hmm.
What? You mean I've been tricked? Why didn't you tell me? Suddenly, the saucer crashes into the side of the canyon. So yeah. That doesn't seem great.
Who's driving the saucer?
I don't know. Surely not one of the Blackhawks, because they know how to fly anything.
Hmm.
Saucer crashes. Everyone is knocked out except Jolly Roger. And suddenly this decoy copter comes blazing down the canyon with sniper fire ablazing. But before the terror-stricken crime king can react, two familiar figures leap to life. It's Chuck and Andre, I think. Nope, I think it's Hendrickson. Miscolored hair.
Yeah.
Come on, colorist. The only way we could tell these fellows apart is by their hair color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they didn't even color his, mustache in it either.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andre, I just got this. Andre hurts his leg and he says, my leg, but this pig is safe. Oh, I didn't know what the word pig meant.
I didn't either. It's pig.
Pig.
Yeah.
Of course. You have to say it in the accent. Yes, then my leg. You understand.
But this pig is safe.
Dunder, I'm hit too, Andre. And Dot Whirlybird has a hole in der gas tank. It won't get far now. Two more down, Hendrickson and Andre.
Yep.
Blackhawk and the others revive. And it's two less bodyguards for you, Jolly Roger.
So they're just going to leave them there.
Yeah. Well, what else are they going to do?
Where are they going? Like, why didn't they stop? What are they going to chase the helicopter? What are they doing?
Well, you and Hendy, let's find out.
Okay.
You and Hendy will be okay until we return for you, Andre. The rest of us will take Jolly Roger out of this dead-end trap before he's knocked off.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they have to protect their protectorate.
He says, we, Blackhawk, we understand. The Blackhawks must not fail in this mission.
So off they traipse down the canyon. They don't know who is trying to rid the world of Mr. Jolly Roger, but whoever it is, they're tough and dangerous. They've been picking us off one by one. Now they come across this copter, which has crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And just then, from high on the canyon walls, a rock slide.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Chuck pushes Jolly Roger out of the way, but Chuck himself is caught in the rock slide.
Yeah.
Still alive, and I'll be okay, Chief. You carry on. Get him out of here before he's picked off and innocent people suffer.
Now, as the three figures move down the narrow canyon.
Only two of you to guard me? It's not enough. That assassin will get me for what accent am I doing?
I don't know.
Only two of you to guard me.
Who that?
It is not enough. That assassin will get me for sure.
Shut up. We're going to try something. Chop, chop. Keep in the lee of these ledges with our nervous chum here. I'm going for a little recon.
Stealthily, Blackhawk scales the sheer canyon side.
He spots the assassin. Person up on a ledge with a rifle. Trying to get a lead on Jolly Roger and Chop Chop, but as Black Hawk swings his rifle toward the stalking figure and looks through the sight, great jets!
It's Lady Black Hawk!
In her queen killer shark identity. She's the assassin. It's been her all along, knocking us off one by one to get to Jolly Roger. Oh, Zinda, Zinda, why does it have to be you? I can't fire at her. I can't shoot at the girl I love. But she's zeroing in. I've no choice.
Then all of a sudden, pew.
What? My rifle knocked out of my hands just when I had Jolly Roger where I wanted him.
And down swings Blackhawk.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Then she gives him a nice left hook.
Yep.
You weren't cleared for landing, big boy.
Zinda,
Only room for one here, handsome.
I almost regret teaching Zinda to fight so well. Must try not to harm her.
Then, as Blackhawk throws a deft judo defense hold.
I'll chop you down to size, big man. Oof!
She hit her head. She's KO'd.
She falls backwards, hits her head. She's knocked out, and as she revives,
Blackhawk, darling, what am I doing here?
Zinda, oh Zinda, you've regained your real identity. The blow, it wiped out the potion's evil effects. This is more than I ever dreamed could happen.
So how long has she been evil?
Years, I believe.
Yeah. And she just hits her head, and all of the years of being a different person just boom, gone.
Rob, you've seen Random Harvest. You know how these things work.
Oh, totally.
You get amnesia, you forget your previous life, and then you knock on the head, and you forget your amnesiac life and remember your true life.
Two things I feared growing up.
What?
Like, really feared. Quicksand.
Yes, of course, everyone.
And accidentally hitting my head and losing complete memory of who I am.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about spontaneous human combustion?
No, I never believed that.
How could you not believe it? Did you watch In Search Of, where they showed photographs of people's charred remains on their perfectly unburned easy chair or whatever?
Didn't happen. Totally staged.
It's not, actually. No, it's actually... It's true.
Okay. And so was amnesia.
Than you ever dreamed, listener, imagined, or feared, is going to happen in part three, the most startling single chapter in Black Hawk history. We kid you not. I'll be the judge of that.
So many words in this issue.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Queen Killer Shark has regained her identity as Lady Black Hawk, astounding in itself, but that's just for openers because we promised you, and now we're about to deliver the biggest shocker since the Black Hawk era began. Lady Blackhawk reports that Killer Shark has the statue. It was switched in midair to another copter. And then they probably strung a ladder between the two copters and then someone shimmied across the ladder with the crate.
With those blades going in the air like that.
You've
in midair.
Seen. Why are you disbelieving things you've seen with your own eyes? You've seen the Blackhawks, all seven of them, on a single dangling ladder from their copter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And nothing ever happens to them.
Oh, right. You're right.
I suppose criminals can do the same tricks they can do. Killer Shark wants Jolly Roger dead because he's been taking too big a share of Killer Shark's criminal operations, and she was the assassin chosen to do the job. Oh, I guess she does remember her amnesia life.
Mm-hmm.
There goes my theory out the door. What luck it is that you regained your senses again. Jolly Roger is safe and sound. We fulfilled that part of our job, even if most of the team is out of action. Of course, we still have to get that statue and Killer Shark. What's this? Jolly Roger peels off his face mask.
To reveal a man with a mask.
It's the guy from the testing area earlier. He's wearing that piece
gauzy.
Of gauze or whatever it is over his face. Yeah. I still think it might be flypaper. Your bodyguard job is finished, Blackhawk, only because I'm not the real Jolly Roger.
It's most fantastic.
Blazes.
Yeah.
Who are you, Buster? Call me Mr. Delta. I am sometimes known as the Man from George, a top secret U.S. government agency based in Washington. That is an acronym, but we are never told what the acronym is.
No, we aren't.
There's a copter landing from the sky. And that copter, Black Hawk, has a cargo that'll curl your eyeballs. Oh,
that would be painful.
When the big copter sets down, Superman, Batman, The Flash.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. I'm flipping out. This is all crazy.
He says, you're not losing your senses, Black Hawk. Oh, this is Mr.
Delta.
Delta. You're not losing your senses, Black Hawk. It really is them. The whole mission to guard Jolly Roger was a government test. A fake, except for the part Killer Shark and Lady Blackhawk played in it. It was a test of your team's ability.
But the crate with the statue, the team getting knocked out of action.
The crate contained only rocks. Killer Shark is in for a big surprise. Your teammates being knocked off only proved what was long suspected, that the Blackhawks are finished.
Finished? Us? What?
No, Batman's taking the lead here now.
Yes, Blackhawk, and all your fellow heroes feel the same way. That's why we were interested observers of this whole mission.
The official government opinion is that you're washed up. A team of laughable antiques who couldn't meet today's international supergangs on even terms.
But that's not fair. The Blackhawks did protect Jolly Roger from death. And Blackhawk defeated me as Queen Killer Shark.
Mistake number one, they really protected an imposter. Mistake number two, the statue was a phony. They should have checked it out. Your return to real identity was an accident, pure and simple. And losing most of the team in the bargain, that cinches it. Your has-beens.
Verily, Chop Chop says, this one speaks the true jive. We didn't do so well, Blackhawk.
Okay, okay. Maybe we are a bit old hat. But you can't just write us off. We've been through too much together, tackled too many tough foes.
You can't just toss us on the scrap heap. We deserve another chance. Right, Buster?
Batman says, we agree, Delta. The Blackhawks deserve their chance.
F off, Batman. Then why are you here in the first place?
Yeah, Batman. Shut up.
So that's why.
Why don't you just go into a cave and hang upside down?
Yeah, play with your teenager. So that's why, some days later, recovered from their wounds, the famed Black Knights find themselves where we began this issue, fighting for their futures and their sacred armor, honor. Have I borrowed your glasses by mistake? Fighting for their futures and their sacred honor with a trench coat robot.
Sacre bleu! I feel for the first time in my life the fear, the grand fear.
Oh, where are we now? Calm down, you guys. So far, Hendy and Stan have shown they've got defects. Maybe from years of wear and tear fighting this country's enemies from World War II on.
Well said, Blackhawk, Superman says, watching on lexophone in the other room. Sure, we were carrying the ball when some of you young hotshots were still in rompers.
Granted. And George is aware of your past record. But what can you do now? Can you adapt to today's tactics, tomorrow's threats?
I hear you talking, Clive. This is Chop Chop. There is nothing more modern than the ancient oriental science of judo.
But as Chop Chop tries one of his never-fail holds...
Nothing more modern, says Robot... Oh, sorry. Nothing more modern. How about karate, Chop Chop?
Aye! My arm!
I would assume Chop Chop was aware of all forms of martial arts, but apparently not.
Yeah.
Karate has evaded him all this time. So he's got a bum arm. Now Andre is going to take his shot. And he dares the robot to find a weakness in him. Your weakness, pretty boy, is too easy. You're afraid of girls, you big fake.
Ma foi, Andre. The great lover afraid of girls? Incredible. Nonsense.
So he's in the closet. Okay, that
yeah,
tracks
he's, yeah, also. He's totally in the closet. Yeah.
That big charm act, it wouldn't fool a top female enemy agent for a moment today. She'd see through it in that core of fear and fakery beneath.
No, no, it's not true. I...
In a frenzy, he does a high kick. In a frenzy, he starts kicking.
Yes.
Yes.
And misses. And the robot grabs his leg and throws him to the ground.
Yes.
Since what I said was true, it made you angry. That's actually a really astute psychological observation mm-hmm. for a kids' magazine. And anger always telegraphs an attack easy to repel, thusly.
Sacre bleu. Yes, it is true. I am afraid of the girls. I am just a big fake. I am a homosexual.
You creep. Is nothing a secret from our, from your crummy outfit?
He doesn't say I'm a homosexual.
No, he doesn't.
No.
No, Mr. Delta says. Would any secret be safe from any me agents? The champ is ruthless because the enemy is. He uses harsh psychological methods because the enemy does. It's a new world, Blackhawks, and you'd better get with it. Well, now it's Chuck's turn. Only he hasn't got any weaknesses. He's just a lug, an ordinary guy. There's no chinks in his armor.
Uh-oh.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm getting dizzy.
You're too modest, Chuck. You're the Blackhawks electronics expert. Therefore, you should have known there was a purpose behind these metal bands we asked you to put on.
Yeah, I remember from the beginning, they all have these metal headbands on their heads.
The bands were not only for monitoring your pulse or reactions. You should have noticed their design also meant they could do other things. They make a man so dizzy he can't stand up.
Stop, stop. I can't control myself. Clunk, thud.
Yes, Chuck, you should have doped that out.
Dope that out, robot, really?
You hey. Let yourself and your teammates go down.
Even robots with the hip jive.
No kidding.
Chuck is lying helpless. Here comes Olaf Pi Yimini. You still got Olaf to tangle with, Mr. Robot. I bon show you a thing or two. Just you wait.
I am waiting, you big dumb Swede.
This one bon drove him used crazy at the Royal Swedish Circus.
He's spinning around him in a whirl.
He does a somersault and then apparently does a super speed somersault in a circle around the champ, mm-hmm. Robot, who gets this in. What were you at the circus? An acrobat or a clown? Very funny, but you bon seen nothing yet, Pi Yimini. Right, you are.
It's nothing harder to track than someone doing somersaults all around you in a circle.
Right. Well, now he's going in for like a 3-point turn. He bounces off one wall, bounces over to the other wall, and three. And the guy ducks out of the way. Robert ducks out of the way. Very quaint, but from his first bounce, it was ridiculously easy to figure his ultimate trajectory. To put it in words that your simple brains can understand, I knew what he was up to all the time. Now, in the underground lair of silence that cannot be measured, as only one man stands facing the champ, Blackhawk himself.
Yes, Blackhawk, you see, you are washed up, finished.
And back in the Oval Office, five very important men have almost the same thought.
Batman says, I'm afraid it's so they just couldn't measure up.
The Flash says, yes, but they went up badly.
What did he say?
Yes, but they went down badly. Green Lantern says, it's hard.
Oh, God, I forgot about your Green Lantern voice.
It's hard watching strong men reach the end of the road.
Don't worry, Blackhawk. This is
Mr. Delta.
Mr. Delta. Don't worry, Blackhawk. You can retire to Blackhawk Island and polish your trophy.
Oh, is that what we're calling it these days?
George needs new blood. Tough. Fast thinking.
Hold that push button, Delta. We're not out of action yet. I'm still on my feet, and I'm asking for a postponement. I'm asking for time, an intermission, before we fight the last round. I believe in these guys. I believe the Blackhawks can come back.
That's the old stuff, Blackhawk. But are you too late? Is this the end? Or could it be really the beginning of a new Blackhawk era? The blood-freezing, brain-numbing, nerve-snapping answer will explode in the very next issue of Blackhawk. Don't miss it, because it might really be the end.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-dum. Well, Rob, what do you think?
Well,
you think it's really the end?
Well, I don't think so. I think that they actually continue after this, but maybe in a new way. What's she doing? What's she got?
You are correct.
What's in the back of her car?
Well, I don't know. Who are we looking at?
Oh, you'll see.
I can't see anything.
Sure you can. Look.
Oh. Oh, what is in the back of her car? A body?
Oh, is it a body?
I don't know.
It's a body.
Or maybe it's a priceless statue that she got from a cruise ship.
Oh, I wonder.
She did go on a cruise recently. We're talking about the across the street neighbor.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I made that up.
Okay.
And I would never want to see her in a bathing suit.
Oh,
so I know what's coming in Blackhawks, and I think you'll find it pretty exciting.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
yeah, good, good, good.
You won't believe it.
Is it as exciting as going to Ireland, or almost?
Almost, yeah. Pretty darn close.
Pretty darn close.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can find us right back here next week, where you'll want to turn in to find out if we actually got to Ireland.
Oh, my God.
What?
I hope we do.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah. You can find it if we actually did, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We will report back.
We will.
Next week.
We will.
Bye!
Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
High in the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
When you're beside me, we can